Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
In Luke chapter 22, you'll also find this account in Matthew chapter 26. You'll find it in Mark chapter 14. Some of the wording and expressions of each author are a little bit different, but all the components are there. And so there's bits and pieces from each. And we find right now where we're going to read from is that Jesus is, he just had Passover with his disciples, just shared with them what we know as communion. And now we're going to read, it's prior to, just prior to his arrest and his trial and his crucifixion. And so in Luke chapter 22, I'm going to have you look at verse 39. Luke 22, verse 39, it says, Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, pray that you will not fall into temptation. He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Why are you sleeping? He asked them. Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. If you were to look in the two other Gospels that record this event, you'll see that Jesus checked on them three times. You will see that they've, if you were to read all three, you get a little greater picture of all that has transpired. Each one throws in a little detail. It would be like this. Three of you in this room were to witness an event and had each of you write it down, the story should basically be the same, but each of you might pick up on a little different detail or recall something that impacted you that you might include in the account. And so that's what you will find in these Gospels, is that here's the truth of what happened, and each of them including maybe a little detail or something that's a little different or added, where one may leave something out and another will add something. And so if you want to get a real clear view or a clearer view, you could read all three accounts. But in Luke chapter 22, it's not so much that I'm going to read about this passage, but I found it interesting as I was reading it here in Luke chapter 22. It's found in the first few words or so. It says, Jesus went out as usual. I'm not sure what translation you're reading, but Luke, he writes, Jesus went out as, say it, as usual. Come on, say it, as usual. It was frequent enough that Luke would notice that Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives to go and pray. This was common for Jesus. Enough that the person, one of the people around him, would say, as usual. He didn't have to throw that, you know, that phrase in there. He didn't have to say, as custom to Jesus. It was just something that he noticed about Jesus that he just says in a very matter-of-fact way, Jesus was going out to the Mount of Olives as usual. Common for him. It's something that he did, at least enough on a regular basis that it would be called usual. Started to think about this, that here Jesus has this regular pattern of going to the Mount of Olives to pray. And here he finds himself post-communion and pre-arrest, pre-crucifixion, that he's going to an hour of great testing and trial and going to lay down his life, and he is found going to prayer. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. But I do want us to spend some time on this word usual, or this phrase as usual, that Jesus had this pattern that someone near him noticed and would write. I want you to think about this for a moment. What about the people who are very familiar with you. Maybe it's a friend, it's a family member, maybe it's a spouse, a child, a parent. That somebody around you knows you well enough and watches you enough, what would they write about the usuals in your life? That if they were to pen some things about you, they were to start in one of these chapters that they're writing about you, which you would probably be afraid to read to begin with. You're hoping that the publisher would never publish it. They begin to write, and they were to throw in all the usuals. Something that happens frequent enough that they would say, that's the norm. That's the norm for you. That's the usual. Now, we may throw in some words like always and never. Because some usuals are not just usuals we do, but usually we do not do. Got it? So we use words like always and never, even though always isn't really always. It's just that it's usual enough for us to say always, right? This usually comes out in spousal arguments, right? You always, no I don't. Because it's not always, it just means it's usual enough that we can say always, right? It doesn't literally mean always, it just means mostly all the time. The same with nevers. I never. Well, it doesn't really mean I never, it just means it's not a usual pattern. What about the people around you if they were to pen, like Luke penned about Jesus, something very significant that he is going to the Mount of Olives as usual? What would the usuals in your life be written about? Because you have to remember, he's about to go to his arrest, trial, and crucifixion. I mean, we're talking about some very dark hours for him. Some very testing hours. Very painful hours. Hours of anguish. Sorrow. I mean, you and I know what it's like to do some tasks in our life that we don't really care to do. And how we put those off, or how we complain about those, or how we struggle about those, or how we roll our eyes about those, or how we sigh over those. Right? The things we say, yeah, I know, I will do it, that we just don't seem to get to. Jesus can't put this off. And this isn't about just cleaning your room. This isn't just about doing something that you don't feel like doing. Or, well, you know, I'd like to clean the gutters, but, you know, the weather's not right. Jesus, it was not these kind of tasks. He was to go to lay down his life. Do we know that he was, you know, it was a fixed trial. And he was going to be beaten. He was going to be mocked. He was going to be stripped. All of these things. He was going to be nailed to a cross. These aren't just inconveniences and things. This was on the brink of all of that. And he goes, as usual, to the Mount of Olives to pray. What about the usuals in your life? What about when things are maybe looking like they're going to go sideways, not favorable to you? What would the people around you begin to pen? Oh, I can see it coming. He's starting to get cranky. He usually does right before whatever. Huh? Oh, it's coming up to tax time. Every year, she acts like this. She always. She usually. Oh, yeah. My mom, it's getting to the end of summer. We've been out of school all summer. I know. Last 2 weeks of August, she usually is. You can fill in the words. Oops, I forgot to do this. Dad's not going to be happy. And when I don't do this, he usually... Yeah, he usually claps for me. Oh, another girl broke up with my friend. Every time that happens, he... You don't have to fill in the blanks out loud, by the way. He usually, she usually, he always, she never. What do they pen about you? Parents, what would your kids write about you? When trouble hits, Dad always goes to the bedroom and kneels down next to his bed and begins to pray. For them to write that, it has to be more than twice. It has to be common enough that it becomes usual. What are you modeling to your kids? What would they write about you as the usual? Mom always went to church, but she never went on Wednesday. Well, it doesn't mean never. It just means it wasn't usual. Dad always missed Sunday morning on the weekend of the deer opener. What's usual? Uncle Joe always went to church, and he usually left early. The offering always went by, and Dad never gave. What are the usuals? Dad was a good man, but never got involved in anything. Mom, she was a good lady, but she always stayed home. They never went to prayer. They always showed up early. When things got rough for Mom and things didn't go her way, she always got drunk. When finances got tight, Dad always got mean. What would be written about you? What would be written about me? Here's Luke, and Jesus is going into the hour of his arrest, trial, and surrendering himself to the will of the Father, not his own, the will of the Father. He said, "My will is to be your will, Father. I will put mine aside. My prayer is if this cup could pass from me, that'd be really great. Nevertheless, it's your will and your purpose, and I will follow you." And Jesus is about to lay down his life for the crucifixion. He did what was usual. Luke penned it. Jesus was going to the hour, a dark hour, and so he decided to go to prayer, which he never really did. That's not what he wrote. He said, this is what was usual, and this is what Jesus did. What would be the usuals, the always, the nevers, that your spouse would write about you, or that your children would write, or your parents would write about you, or your friend would pen about you, when things maybe aren't going to go your way? I know, I've sat with people over a lot of years. That doesn't make me a pro at this. It doesn't mean I've heard every situation. But I've heard things like this that come from people just like you and I. I hate this time of year because they always... I don't like it when this comes around because they always or they usually. Let me ask you this question rather than what others would write. What would you like them to write are the usuals? What would you like them to write? Now, I'm not asking whether they're true or not. I'm asking you, what would you like them to be able to pen about you? Think about that. And if that's what you would like them to pen about you, then you and I have to change some things so that we can actually become those things so that when they write them, they are not liars. Right? That it would occur to them to write what is usual. Here is Luke, and he is writing what he noticed and what he found to be usual, even when Jesus was about to face a dark hour. Let's talk a little bit about what the usual was. Is that he would go to the Mount of Olives, as usual, and he would pray. He would spend time with his Father. Right before the darkest of hours, which purchased our freedom, right before the darkest of hours, he is found communing with his Father. Let me ask you, in your darkest of moments, or when dark moments seem to be on their way, or they're knocking at your door, you find yourself in the middle of them, what is it you're communing with? Who are you communing with? Are you making friends with anxiety? Are you communing with anxiety? Are you communing with an old habit? One that's not favorable? Are you communing with just sorrow? Now, granted, we're going to have some sorrow. We're going to shed some tears. We might have a little bit of a pity party. We may go and work our way around the bush with a lot of things. But are we communing with the Lord? And is it usual? Or is it, hey, I'm in trouble. Remember me? I know it's been a while, Lord. Hey, listen, this is not a guilt thing, okay? Understand that there's something in this passage for me, for you, is what are the usuals in our life that those around us, they can see? Was Dad always helping? Was Dad always at the church? Not to the point where he would neglect being a father. Did he get involved? Did he care? Did he give? Or did I find him that he was usually at home or doing something else other than the ministry? And I'm not talking just about me because I have the title of pastor. Of course, my children would write he was usually at church or doing ministry. I mean, that would be part of the list, not the only thing. But what about for you? What are the usuals? And before the dark hours, who are you communing with? Are you communing with scheming? How can I escape it? How can I change it? I'm just going to commune with pity. Have my party. All alone. Besides, it's not my fault. It's theirs. Let's commune with blame. Or are we going to take time and really commune with the Father in our life? And it's not just because we're in trouble. It's because it's what we usually do. Good times or bad. Bright hours or dark hours. Are we communing with Him? I'm so glad that Luke wrote that it was usual. That this was usual. This was custom. This was discipline. This was natural. This was normal. This was like everyday kind of a thing, as he writes it. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives to pray as usual. Not dad got mad as usual, went to the garage as usual, opened up the fridge in the garage as usual, sat on his stool, turned on the stereo, and drank himself till he was drunk as usual. It's not what you want penned about you. It's not what I want penned about me. And you can change the scenario in the story, and maybe it's not drunk, and maybe it's not the garage, but it's something else that's destructive to the people around you or to yourself. You can change it and put in the blanks all you want. You can fill it in how you want. But what is it we really want written about us by the Lukes in our life? What would they notice as usual? You see, listen, they could pen something like this. It's not too late. They can change the story. They can write things like this. Dad used to do this all the time, but now he does this all the time. His usual changed. What is up with my wife? She always yells about this. Today, she didn't. And the usual begins to change. I hate this time of year because he always starts to act like this, and I know it's coming, and I start to see the signs about my husband, and he starts to give these clues, and I know it's coming, and I know he's going to blow a gasket, and I know this is how he's going to be for 2 weeks. I just want to go on vacation without him. But this year came, and I've been waiting, and I haven't seen the signs. Now the 2 weeks are over, and he was relatively normal for him. The usual began to change. When I do things like this, my parents always, but this time they sat down with me. They asked me what I thought, how I felt. They valued my opinion. We talked it over and reasoned together. I know this was my parents because they looked like them and sounded like them, but who stole my parents? Because they never did this before. The usual can change. The usual can change. Here's the good news. The usual can change for you and for me. And I will tell you one of the keys is making a time of prayer usual. It's being with him. He went to pray and he was strengthened. The angel of the Lord came and strengthened him. He was with his father. I'm going to tell you something. After prayer, you may not feel any different. You may feel like circumstances haven't changed. But I will tell you, from being in the presence of God and with the Father and talking honest and listening and shutting out the rest of the world, going a stone's throw away from those closest to you, like Jesus did, to be alone with him. I mean, Jesus went there with those who were closest to him. And yet when he got to that place, he still went off a little ways by himself to be alone with the Father. Let me ask you something. Do you have a usual place? Do you have a location? Listen, when you go out to the garage, they usually know what you're doing out there because it's usual. Do you have a usual place where you pray, seek, read? Now I know we can do it in a lot of places and we can do it anytime. It's a marvelous thing about God. My wife has a usual place. It is on the very south end of the couch that runs north and south in our living room. That's usually her spot. Now, does she pray and do things in other places? Yeah, but that is her spot. That's her place. Now, she also does other things there and does things on the computer and all of that, but that is her place. That is where I see her with her Bible open It is where I see her with the laptop open and there's some live feed of worship music going on from some place around the globe. Some place in the world where they're worshiping. And I know that it's there. And I know the Bible's there. And sometimes she'll have an additional Christian book or she'll have a notebook out. No, I don't go through her notebook. It doesn't have my name on it. My name might be in it a lot, but it's not on it. She's got her place. She is usually there in the early morning. It's one of the things I could write, as usual, about her. You know, we've said things like prayer changes things, and I believe that to be true, but I'll tell you, prayer does more than change things. Prayer usually changes me. From being with Him. I don't want it to be said of me that anytime things got hard, Dad prayed. I'd like it to just say, Dad prayed. The times, good or bad, were irrelevant. Whether they were good or bad was irrelevant. Dad prayed. The usuals. Whatever it is that should be usual in your life, that those around you, you would like them to pen and write, then by all means, take the liberty and the freedom and the initiative to begin to do those things. Parents, here's a little tip for you. Your children are not you, and you are not your children. But I will tell you this, that you may find some similarities in your children, and I wonder where they got it. I wonder where they got it. I remember being a youth pastor at a few different places and seeing some traits in some of the kids that I youth pastored. Loved these kids, cared for these kids. They, you know, good, bad, indifferent. They all came from different walks of life. But some of them who were in the, I'll just narrow it to some of those who were in the church where I knew their families, knew them. And I'll tell you what, it was interesting to me to see. Not that they were identical, because every person is their own. I get it. But it was interesting. Many times I could correlate parents' church attendance to the kids' church attendance. The parents' involvement to the kids' involvement. The way their parents looked at things and lived their life, morality and biblically, etc. I saw this play over in their kids. Now, there's not some guarantee. I've watched it work differently. But I'll tell you what. I have watched that. I've seen it. And they're good people. It's not a criticism. I'm just telling you that this is what was usual in their mom and dad's life. And guess what? This is what was usual now in their life. The interesting thing was, is the parents looked at the kid and they saw that what was usual, they didn't have a problem with it for this reason. Because if they did, they themselves would have had a change. But because they were comfortable and felt like it was acceptable and it was good enough, they could not then indict their child into some type of change. This is my son. He is his own man. And there are days that I shake my head at him that he does not know, and I go, oh God, be with him, because that was me. That is something I would have done. That is how I would have acted. Now, on other days, I shake my head too and say, oh my goodness, that's his mother. I'm kidding. I had to throw that in there after I made her look so good about praying every morning. Don't you tell her. Listen. It's the beauty about Jesus. It's a beautiful thing. He doesn't call us to anything that he himself is not. He's done it. He's been there. And he calls us onward, upward. to be like him. What is usual? What would those closest to you write as usual? Oh, they said they would do this, and no, they didn't. How usual. I hate when these words come out of my mouth, but somebody near me will say something, and it has to do with, and I don't mean this in a gossip context or some big criticism context, they just happen to say, so-and-so said they would, or they did this or that, or they said they would and they didn't, blah, 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 and my word goes, and you're shocked? Like, this is usual. This is common. You mean they said they would clean their room and they didn't? Shocker. That doesn't mean it's you because you're the only one living at home. We had four children. It could have been any four at any given day at times. You know, you get this. Wife comes to me and says, my husband and blah, 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 blah. Not that she's raking him over the coals. I don't want you to get that idea. Don't get nervous just because your wife talked to me and say, okay, what'd you tell him about me? Don't get paranoid here. And I say, well, is this common? Well, yes. Oh, so he's usually like this. Yes. Did you know this when you first married him? Yes. See ya. And vice versa. What's usual? I'm so glad it was usual for Jesus to be found in prayer with his Father. And that when the hour of trial and testing came, the disciples didn't write, gee, he went and talked to his Father. That was a shocker. I want to encourage you to pay attention to what the usuals are and what you want them to be in your life. Jesus did not say, I'm going to go over here and pray, and I'm going to pray again. So Luke, when you write about me, make sure you write this as usual. This is Luke's observation and something that was obvious to him. What is obvious to the people who are closest to you about your life? What's the usual? Pay attention to what the usuals are. Pay attention to what the usuals you would like them to be in your life. What usuals do you really want to have in your life? And let those become your new steps, your new goals, your new direction, and with God's help. Okay? Just make sure that included is that you are usually in communion or prayer with the Lord. Let that be something that those closest to you see. It's a beautiful thing to have the door fly open unexpectedly and someone finds you doing something good. Found you reading the word. They found you praying. They found you weeping over someone else's need. The usuals in your life. The patterns in your life. May one of them be prayer.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.